Akers and Arnie.
I don't have a... Insurance guy comes up, everybody leaves the building.
Goodbye.
Okay, gentlemen, John Akers, Silas Akers, Arnie. Just paperwork was finalized last week to move forward on employee benefits. I just wanted to get you an update and then get a little guidance from the group. And then HR has a plan. Just need to make sure you guys are on board and up to date with that. What you're looking at is the renewal from Cox Health Plans. As you flip through the pages and get past the letter that says thank you for your business, the first important page is this one up here that goes through, and the increase they're requesting is a 10.3% renewal increase from Cox Health Plans, your current carrier, 10.1% for the buy-up plan, but basically a little over 10%. So right off the bat, that's what we need to wrestle with, is what do we do with this, or what would you guys prefer, you know, as far as path forward. Now moving on in the packet just a little bit, the next page just lines it out a little different way and on through. If you go on through to the actual renewal rate development, which is this page here, and if we can flip on from there, a couple things to note. As far as your renewal goes, the top of the next page shows your current loss ratio. That's your claims paid versus the dollars that you paid in. Doesn't have anything as far as administrative costs or profit for the company or anything else. But you're at a current loss ratio of 102%, which means Cox has paid out more money than what's been paid into them and not covering any of their costs. Last year, that loss ratio was 110%. So that's a little bit of a challenging loss ratio as you look at that. The next page runs through, and this is their standard renewal formula. This is what they use every year. And this one right here is what we're looking at. The, you know, there's a few things on here that I could certainly challenge, but then on the other hand, there's some things on here where they've been quite kind to you as well. If you look at healthcare reform, and you look at Obamacare, they allow 17.65% of your claims to be added as administration. That's basically the way it would work. So the 10% renewal is well below, when you look at your loss ratio, what kind of a standard rate would be, just to kind of give you perspective on the current health plan. So if you look at the page after that, the shock claims report, kind of what's driving some of this stuff, you'll notice, and you know, obviously nobody's named specifically, it just says member one, member two, but specifically you have several claims, everything listed on here, 16 people had claims over $25,000 in the last year that this report was run.
When you get this form on the top here and it says 110% last year, do they, when you're looking at that, do you throw out the top three or four
claims?
How do you do that? I mean, how many do you throw out?
Well, there's what's called a pooling point. Mm-hmm. It's $100,000. So any claim over $100,000, then that's where the county stops paying, and it goes to that insurance policy that's bought through. It's a separate, basically, insurance policy bought through here. If you look on that report again, you'll see two places where they've pooled things out. If you look on the right-hand side, there's two yellow lines. Go in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 columns. Or 7 lines in there. There's a claims pooling. In August of 14, they took out $421,000 worth of claims. So that would have been claims above the $100,000. Mm-hmm. And then this year, they took out $105,347. So you have had some shock losses.
So what you're telling us is that you have shopped this, and Cox is coming back with a renewal of 10.3%.
Cox came back with their renewal as your current carrier.
Uh-huh.
At 10.3. What we need to decide today is how we want to move forward as far as the shopping goes.
This is with our current carrier.
Correct.
And our current carrier is who?
Cox Health Plans.
Regardless of if we change or didn't change, that was what we were going to get hit with?
Yes. They every year they'll come out and they have their renewal that they send you. And then it's your decision as whether you want to go out and look around in the marketplace as far as with other carriers like Blue Cross or Aetna or United or whoever we want to look at. Obviously, from a time frame standpoint, we're kind of late in the game here. We can do that, but HR is going to have to kick back open enrollment if we go to market at this point. What I would say to you is that there is some negotiation that typically you can do with the current carrier to get them to come down a little bit, and I actually have an appointment this afternoon to meet with the president of Cox Health Plans that I can do that, but I want you all to give me kind of the direction you want to go. One of the ways we can do it is say, hey, if we don't go to bid, what is the best offer you can give me? And if you'd like me to ask that question to this guy, I will do that. What I'd suggest to you is if we go to bid based on the numbers that I'm seeing, just from a consulting standpoint, I would be very surprised if somebody comes back any more competitive than what Cox Health Plans is right now.
I do know that the SURE district went out and there's 28%. Mm. And we had 28% or 38% won on our last year's. The second company that came in, other than Cox, our next Swords was up in the 20s or 30s. I think that I would like for you to negotiate with them on this number.
Okay.
I mean, that's just one. And I think that anywhere around that figure that we have here, anything that you can get lower than that would be great.
Well, if we can, the glide path that we'd like to run on, next Monday we'd like to come back to you and present the final numbers. By the way, that all your other coverages, your dental, your life, all that is a no-rate increase. So we've got that going for us. So if we can come back to that and then HR would like to start open enrollment, then 2 weeks from today or tomorrow. We haven't quite ironed that out yet, but we're working on that. But that's kind of where we are. Just wanted to make sure you guys, I know you're in the budgeting process, and this is a big part of the budget, so you've got kind of a number here. But certainly, if you'd like, I will go and work with Cox, see if we can get that shaved a little bit, and then we'd come back this time next week and see if we can get some things finalized up.
What did it increase last year, do you remember?
6. We had a negotiated figure of 6% last year. Well, it was from the year before.
Right.
We negotiated a 2-year deal with them, and they did a guaranteed not more than 6% the next year. And that's the reason I was asking about those numbers that they throw out, because there was 2 or 3 things that was in there that was pretty high, you know. So, anyway, is that all right with you two guys as far as just having them go shop that number with Cox?
Yeah. We have been told by HR we are looking at your life insurance contract. They've had some billing issues and things. We are out in the marketplace on that a little bit to see if we can get a similar number, and we may bring that. We'll bring that all back to you next week and kind of lay that out for you. That's all I have, unless you guys have something further for me.
I don't. Ladies, do you have anything you want to?
All right. Thank you very much. You'll be back this time next week.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
Try to get it down about 5%.
5%? Got it. I'll ask.
Taney County Treasurer. Record retention disposal list.
Good morning. I'm here to turn over the treasurer's records for 2011 and 12 to the county clerk. By state statute, the retention period for the treasurer's office has been completed, but I ask you to vote to allow these records to be transferred to the county clerk.
You said 2011, 2012?
Yes.
Move to approve record transfer for the treasurer to the
County clerk's
office for 2011, 2012 records.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And we have next the Taney County Treasurer presentation of marriage and dissolution fees recipients per statute 455. .215.
Yes, each year we have to pick a recipient and notify them by November the 15th to let them know that they have been selected and that they will receive the money in January, but we select them now just to notify them so they can plan on it. The only application that was submitted was from the Crisis Center in Branson. So I'd recommend that we select them at this time so I can notify them. The applications were due by October 1st, and they meet all the requirements.
You say it's the Crisis Center. Is it Women's Crisis Center, or what's
it's the same? It's the Crisis Center, and then also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County. I also notified them of the estimated amount, which would be approximately $7,500. But it's ran through accounts payable in January after the year's completed.
Move to award the marriage and dissolution fees to the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. We are scheduled to go into executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1, 3, 12, and 19. And we're going to post a note outside on the door to move it up to our conference room. So we're going to be in recess until then.
No, let's make the motion to go in and then we'll move up.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 1, 3, 12, and 19.
Second.
All in favor?
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries.